Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Front of the Irish Daily Star, Malika Smiley and Full of Life, tribute to slain girl as man in 30s quizzed over death. The front of the Irish Daily Mirror, so brave, mum to leave hospital to bury daughter who tried to protect her. A beaming photograph of Malika on the front of the Irish Sun. Malika murder arrest. A man was yesterday arrested over the murder of 8-year-old Malika Noor Al-Khatib, who was stabbed to death at her home in New Ross on Sunday night. And the Irish Examiner has details of the burial for the girl. The distraught mother of Malika Noor Al-Khatib will be with her daughter one last time during a sacred Muslim cleansing ritual. Alicia will join other Muslim women in the coming days for full ablution, where the entire body is washed in pure water. Afterwards, the hands of the 8-year-old girl will be placed as if in prayer and covered in a sheet. The ritual bath will take place in a specially prepared room at University Hospital Waterford before her body is transported to a Muslim plot in the city for burial. And as the Examiner says, at the same time or shortly after, the man suspected of taking her life is expected to be charged with her murder. So that's the front pages. Most of the papers going with Malika. The other story in the front of the Irish Examiner is the news that about 200 strangers attended the funeral of a Cork woman yesterday after an appeal from a funeral director for people to spare 45 minutes to ensure she would not be sent off alone. This is what the Irish do best, I always think. And it's only when people go abroad and experience death abroad and funerals and things like that, you see how we do it in Ireland. And the idea that hundreds of strangers just showed up to make sure that this woman with no next of kin was given a decent send-off, it is kind of heartwarming. It's a lovely story in one way. Mary Regan, aged 89, died in a nursing home in Carlow. Her partner died following a short illness, and all her siblings had died before her. She predeceased. So no one was going to show up to the funeral, and hundreds did instead. We had it on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk yesterday. You can listen to The Undertaker talking about it. But just a gorgeous story to think of people in Carlow filling the church to make sure this woman was given a decent send-off. The Irish Independent, back to the election. So we spent months talking about when the election is going to be. Now we're going to have months talking about who the new government is going to be, it would seem. The Irish Independent tells us that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers want a deal with independents. So rather going with your Labours or your Soc Dems, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers want a coalition with independents rather than Labour. Fine Gael TDs are still insisting on a rotating Taoiseach. Fianna Fáil has 10 seats more, so will they be into that, having the parity of esteem with Fine Gael? Fianna Fáil TDs apparently want more ministers and cars and things like that. Micheál Martin has said a new government will not be in place before Christmas. The Irish Daily Mail says Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are squabbling over equal billing as Taoiseach. Fianna Fáil TDs are demanding Micheál Martin be given at least 3 years as Taoiseach, and then Fine Gael a year and a half or 2 years if there was a potential new rotation agreement. That's to reflect the seat majority, because Fianna Fáil has more seats than Fine Gael. Fine Gael is insisting on an even split between both leaders over the next 5 years. And one source, and I heard a bit of this in the RDS, now people are saying this isn't a big deal, the rotating Taoiseach, and they'll sort that out. I can tell you what I heard in the RDS from Fine Gael people was, if Fianna Fáil feels so strongly about that they get more time as Taoiseach, let them go off to Sinn Féin. And this is a quote in the Irish Daily Mail, a source saying, if they feel so strongly about changing the arrangement of rotating Taoiseach, let them go to Sinn Féin. So it is still a problem. Others are dismissing it. But Fine Gael want to be treated the same as Fianna Fáil when it comes to rotating Taoiseach. And then the Irish Times says the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will receive a mandate from their parties today to begin government formation talks, because the three big parties are having their first meetings with their new TDs today. And there's a fresh push from within Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, according to the Irish Times, for serious negotiations with independent TDs. Also on the front of the Irish Times, Euro 2025 dream ends in playoff heartbreak. Just devastating for the Irish team last night. Gordon Manning writing from the Aviva, history or heartbreak were the only outcomes on offer, but for Ireland it proved to be the latter on a gut-wrenching Tuesday night in Dublin. But as we heard there in the news, we can focus now on the World Cup qualifiers now that the Euro qualifiers are out of the way. Inside the papers, this is in a number of the papers, including The Sun, a very concerning story. Yet again, another story about Dubai's laws. And I know a lot of people enjoy going on holidays there. I was there myself, and while it's a lovely place, you do feel pretty restricted. And I see here an Irish man is facing years in a jail in Dubai for sending emojis. Stuart Quinney sent emojis, like a blood drop emoji and a ninja emoji, to a Belgian man he claims stole his possessions. And there's a group there detained in Dubai who says that this man, Stuart Quinney, has been advised he could face several years in prison under strict laws which prohibit rude, offensive or threatening text messages, even if they're expressed sarcastically, jokingly, between close friends or loved ones. So this man is staying with a friend after being told he can't leave now the UAE. He actually sent the text while in Ireland, but there are local laws in Dubai about so-called threatening messages. So if you send an emoji, you could end up behind bars in Dubai. No such issue, of course, with some of the people who are able to live in Dubai and their criminal records. But sending emojis apparently means that you could be put behind bars. Now, the Healthy Ireland report was out yesterday. A lot of detail in it. The Irish Independent breaks it down, which basically tells us that Irish people aren't sleeping a lot. We're drinking more and we're not getting enough exercise. A third of people are getting only 6 hours of sleep. I thought 6 hours of sleep was the norm, apparently, but a third of people are getting 6 hours of sleep, particularly women aged 55 to 64. 73% of people over the age of 15 drank alcohol in the last year. That is up from 70% in 2023. It's still lower, though, than the pandemic. We're not drinking as much as we were when the place was in lockdown. And men aged 15 to 24 are the age group most likely to binge drink. Another area of concern is lack of adequate exercise. Only 41% of people meet the guideline to be moderately active for at least 150 minutes a week. Read more about that in the Irish Independent. Greg Wallace is back in the papers again. The Irish Daily Star says he's facing fresh claims of inappropriate sexual behaviour. One woman claimed he touched her bottom, while another alleged he pressed his crotch against her. Lawyers for Greg Wallace are denying these latest allegations. There's many allegations about him. And I see that the BBC has pulled two MasterChef celebrity Christmas specials with Greg Wallace, who stepped down from the show last week. So lots of different allegations. The main allegation being that people just felt very uncomfortable around him. When you're on set, he had a constant stream of one-liners that weren't very funny and were quite rude, and everyone is expected to burst out laughing at these kind of cringy one-liners, and people just generally felt his behaviour was bizarre, uncomfortable, and there are fresh allegations now about touching and things like that. So we'll see what happens with Greg Wallace. Liam Neeson's in the Irish Examiner. I didn't realise this. He's filming in Limerick, we are told. It's a major Irish-US production, and the streets of Limerick City have been turned into 1990s America for a film called Four Kids Walk Into a Bank. And Liam Neeson was filmed on Catherine Street and Glentworth Street, closely followed by his stunt double, to film a key scene of the movie where his character is involved in a bank robbery. And Liam Neeson always, I think, seems very decent, and I see that he spent time talking to fans and waving at pupils, local school children as well. That's in the Irish Examiner. And finally, in the Times of London, they're all up in arms across the water about these new rules on advertising junk food, because now you won't be able to advertise scones, crumpets and porridge. They'll all be banned from being advertised on TV under legislation to cut childhood obesity. So obviously fizzy drinks and chocolate and burgers and things like that won't be allowed to be advertised. However, also not allowed to be advertised after a certain time, 9 o'clock at night, before 9 o'clock at night, will be muesli, granola, porridge oats and sweetened Greek yogurt. So they're deemed less healthy, apparently. More about that in the Times of London.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.